from your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorned Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your tenants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, sift heroic, eyesight, lightning, instantaneous, from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Rivers, turban lotus. Homage, she is face combines a hundred daughter moons at fullest, blazing with vibrations blended at the thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborn and hand adorned, giving epic commisterities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section shrine without limb, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven. Beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamar, honored by the host of spirits, courses as Gandhava's Yakshas, homage with her chant and paisan, destroying posmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with regional mood, light ray masses all excited, all directions will adorn, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with tutar, subjugating Mara's homage of the sun, all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments will shine, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal, homage with wreath ablaze, like eon deadening for a bite, right to flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage epic virtuous peaceful, she whose field is peace nearby. She went down with omen soul, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mother of the ten letters. Homage to the with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hamlet moon of Devalekha, with by spoken Tara Empe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinnaras do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bedrooms and conflicts. Homage, she was twice bright, radiance of sun and full moon, with Swaisara and Tutara. She dispels the fear contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures. Dress us of spirit yakshas and raise corporate supreme today. These praises with mantras and prostrations us are 21. And now we'll read the requests. Now, if you have the blue folder, the request is on another page. Just flip the page. O compassionate and venerable subduing goddesses, may the infinite beings, including myself, soon purify the two obscurations and complete both collections so that we may attain full and perfect enlightenment. For all my lifetimes until I reach this stage, may I know the sublime happiness of humans and gods, and so may I become fully omniscient. Please pacify quickly all obstacles, spirits, obstructions, epidemics, diseases, and so forth. The various causes of untimely death, bad dreams and omens, the eight fears and other afflictions, and make it so that they no longer exist. May the mundane and supermundane collections of all excellent auspicious qualities and happiness increase and develop, and may all wishes be fulfilled naturally and effortlessly without exception. May I strive to realize and increase the sacred dharma, accomplishing your stage and beholding your sublime face. May my understanding of emptiness and the precious mind of enlightenment increase like the moon waxing full. May I be reborn from an extremely beautiful and holy lotus in the joyous and noble mandala of the conqueror. And may I attain whatever prophecy I receive in the presence of Amitabha, Buddha of infinite light. O deity whom I have accomplished from previous lifetimes, the enlightened action of the three times Buddhas, blue, green, one face and two arms, the swift pacifier, a mother holding an Utpala flower, may you be auspicious. Whatever your body, O mother, conquers, whatever your retinue, your lifespan, and pure land, whatever your name, most noble and holy, may I and all others attain only these. By the force of these praises and requests made to you, may all diseases, poverty, fighting, and quarrels be calm, and may the precious dharma and everything auspicious increase throughout the worlds and directions where I and all others dwell. Now, prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites it with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon awakening in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified.
Che dan so ki cho nam la, jan chu ba tu da ni kyab su chi, da gi chen yen gi pe su nam gi, do la pen chu san ge tu pa sho. Che dan so ki cho nam la, jan chu ba tu da ni kyab su chi, Dagi chen yang ki pe su nam gi, do la pen chu san ge tu pa sho. Tu dan so ki cho nam la, jan chu ba tu da ni kyab su chi. Dagi chen yang ki pe su nam gi, do la pen chu san ge tu pa sho.
So, fasting. The venerable cat has job to say good afternoon. Then now meditate here. So the flying holy cow, that job is like welcome to class. Holy cow flying. Flying holy cow. If the cow flies, of course we will fly too. If the cow flies, only in America, only in the United States, cow flies, not in India, they walk. You know, so reciting refuge in Buddhist prayers, so so it is, of course, it's part of the traditions, and not just, you know, tradition, it has deeper meaning. Is there a deeper meaning? Yeah. So, the first two lines, you know, taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. So, maybe after 6 professions, then I will teach the refuge sections for the sake of knowledge. So, refuge sections after, when I finish the 6 professions, so then I will explain what is refuge, you know, it's quite important. So. So then the first two lines, you know, it's like taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. The next two lines, the next two lines is setting up motivations, intentions. Tibetan Buddhism is part of Mahayana Buddhism. Mahayana Buddhism, you know, that no matter what you do, so then you always think the intentions, you know, and you try to generate the intentions, the best of the best intentions, you know, altruistic altruistic attitude. Our government is going to listen, you know, the teaching of Six Perfections for what? Just a benefit. That's all. Just a benefit. So that's important. That's very important. You know, it's the good things to do. Just to benefit. Dola, pincher, dola. Dola means migratory beings, you know. That literally means migratory beings. Then same as like, you know, like sentient beings, same thing. Dola, pincher, that's very, very powerful word. Dola, pincher, sanjay dupashas. I desire or I wish to achieve full enlightenment. For what? Benefit, that's all. Just a benefit. Just a benefit. Whatever ways, sometimes probably you teach, sometimes not necessarily teach, just to be a company, as a company, you know. So, see, like, to not like as the Dola Pinche Sanjay Drupasho, once you achieve full enlightenment, so then you have like ability to manifest thousand different locations simultaneously. You can manifest thousand different locations at the thousand, that's the probably like millions different locations. Thousand, I've just said the number, but you know, according to the teachings, you know, so once you enlighten, you have this ability to manifest yourself simultaneously in so many different locations, in different types of form, not just human, also it could be deer, or could be dog, or could be pig, you know. So just think about, you know, so living in the pig community, there's nothing you can really teach. Because they don't know, they don't have language, but Bodhisattvas do manifest as a pig. They live in the pig communities, you know, to be company. Okay. So that's what happens once you enlighten. So I have desire or wish to achieve full enlightenment just to benefit. That's all, just to benefit. That's very, very important. But just to benefit. You know? Just to benefit. So, why benefit? That's the cause of happiness. That's the cause of happiness. That's why you benefit. Dola Pinche Sanjay Drupashas. It's not, you know, it may sound like selfish, but it's just like skillful selfish to achieve enlightenment just to benefit. Whatever ways you can benefit. Benefit. There's good things to do. Benefit. Okay. So just want to share that with you. So there's, of course, part of traditions. Before you teach, you say refuge, Buddhist prayer. But it's not just traditions. It has deeper meanings. So that, you know, everybody, including myself, we all should set up positive intentions to listen the teaching of Six Perfections, you know. To achieve enlightenment, Buddhahood, for benefit, that's all, benefit. Okay? So that's it. I just want to share that with you. Just to benefit. You know, Buddhahood is very wonderful things to achieve. What do you think? It's wonderful things to achieve. See, don't feel discouraged, you know. So maybe it's like, that's like way down the road, you know. The Buddhahood is way down the road, you know. So when you go to art class, Tibetan art class, they teach you how to paint all the image, you paint in all the image. Beginning of the class, what you see, but your idea is to paint image of Buddha. That's your idea, a paint image of Buddha. At the beginning, what you see there's like tons of lines going back and forth, up and down, side to side. That's all you see. That's just line. That is the beginning. That's the beginning that will get you to that image, beautiful image. It will get you to that beautiful image which has very little mistake. Eye, ear, every single thing is measured very precisely. That's why there's lines, so many lines going down, going sideways, up and down. Make sure there's no, everything's measured perfectly, measured, almost perfectly. Almost. So first you see just all these lines. This is the beginning of image of Buddha. All this now is the beginning. This is the beginning, it's like that. It's like line going up and down. Of course you feel like you don't see Buddha there, image of Buddha. Yeah, so maybe there is tendency that you may feel discouraged. You just see lines going up and down. No clue. Slowly, then you draw. Then you see, you know, like some image, you know, some shape. You see some shape here, there, begin with here, there. Although then you slowly, then you know, like put colors. Then eventually, the beautiful image that take place. Similar like that. Okay, so right, everything we do now is like that, for our enlightenment or for our Buddhahood. Slowly, then you see, you know, the image of Buddha will become obvious and clear and clear and clear and clear and clear. Then you make it, then you paint, then it become like beautiful, very beautiful, like that. Okay. Oh yeah. The migratory beings, but America, do you call migratory being? You don't call migratory being. What migrator means?
Traveling.
Huh?
Moving from one place to another.
Migratory being. In Tibetan it's called Drowa. That's the literally translation of the word Drowa, means going, you know. Drowa. And same like sentient beings, migratory beings. You know. We do migrate, you know. So I migrate, we all migrate, right? Migrate? How you say?
Migrate.
We all migrate, yeah. Drowa. Yeah, so. According to Buddhism, there's no place that you can say, I haven't been. Yeah, we've been all over the place. We've been all the different celestial realms. None of them, there's nothing one they have never been. We've been all different types of celestial realms. How many? There's like 20. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, you know, celestial realms. Oh, we've been each and every one of them. We've been there. We enjoy. And then, you know, we've been every four different human realms. We've been there, all of there. So we've been all over the place. That's why it's called migratory being. That's why it's called migratory being. Dwa. So it's very important. Other is very important. In order to, how you say, to go deep, or go back, and like then grow from there, to grow. The inner development, then all the migratory beings play very important roles, not just holy beings. Oh, you show respect, then you show you don't say bad things because these are holy beings. When you see people, you say bad things. You look them, you give them look, and you say bad things. And Shantideva said, he don't understand why we do that, Simjian namda jawala sanje chudub jawala. So your own, as a gain, every single inner development then you need both of them are equally important. You know, like migratory beings and holy beings, they are both equal. They are equally important. They both play equal important roles. You to grow or go high. The highest you can go according to Buddhism is Buddhahood. That's how you can go. In order to go there, of course, all the holy beings and all the migratory beings, they play equal role, they play important roles, you know. they both are critical. Therefore, Shantideva said, we show respect to the holy beings, but we don't show respect to migratory beings. So why was that? So there's big questions. Sinjananda Javala, Sanje Chudub Javalas, Jala Kushin, Teshin to Sinjala Michi, why not respect people you see? Why not respect? Because it's important. Okay, just want to share this with you. So now, six professions, class of six professions. First one, I just briefly explained last Wednesday, the profession of generosity, giving, sharing, giving time, giving company, giving material possessions, giving, you know, mentally giving, you know, giving is very important, it's very good. It's good things to do, it's not just religious business. Sharing is not just religious business. The giving is not just religious business. It's good. Practically, it's good things to do. So, then I explained giving. In Buddhism, giving does not mean just material, giving material things. You know, giving like protections, giving courage, like that, you know, then giving like three times merit. So the one, the three-time merit, the related to the past, merit related to the present, merit the related to the futures. Futures, you know, so like, say, all the practice that you are going to do tomorrow, you can offer that. You can practice that you are going to do, because you have daily practice that you are going to do every day. So that tomorrow practice you can offer now. You can offer. And as a parent, you know, like giving, like giving support to your kids, you know, the feeding them, like educating them, like then, you know, like all of that, you know, tomorrow whatever you're going to do for your kids, you can offer that. Like whoever needs water, you transform that merit into water. Whoever needs food, you can transform that into food. You know. Transform whatever beings needed to transform that. Somebody needs road. Somebody got lost. You know, like tourists got lost. Then you know, like transform that merit into guide, something like that. Mentally, okay. So then how the now today I'm going to touch a little bit here, like how that giving become very special. You know, people give or can give, every giving doesn't become special, you know, you give some special is not based on that's why I want to explain how the generosity becomes special or unique or very particular, okay? Nguboche, kado, tiro, puzun soba. Color-wise, the best. Color-wise, the best. Best color. Kadoje. Ti, smell. Smell, the best. Best smell. Taste, the best. Puzun soba, excellent taste. Excellent. How is it? Aroma? aroma is the same as taste or different?
Smell.
Yeah, probably better to say smell. Yeah, smell, excellent color or excellent shape. Loma budova jina. Something that satisfy the very person that you're going to give. Satisfy color-wise, smell-wise, taste-wise, shape-wise, kind of satisfy that person whom is receiving from you. Satisfy, okay? Bring some kind of content or satisfaction. So, doba jina jimba chabar to jute. So something like that make give that giving, that very particular giving, become very special. It's not like, I like red color, maybe I should give red color. The person whom receiving may not like red color. The person may like yellow color. So you give the what person need, not like what you think. So see, that makes this giving become very special, okay? Tathajana Devusamas, then the result is going to be also excellent. Oh, so some of the So then, how can I say, even though you don't wish to be famous, you will become famous. Then, you know, your mind will be pleased. Person who is receiving, their mind will please. So these are the results. Lu means the body. Shindu Shunjia means very young looking. Physical appearances. That generally speaking probably based on age, but you know it's not definite. You know, some people, even though they are age-wise, they are kind of like, old, but they look very, attractive or, you know, young. The question here, now see, there's many questions that need to be answered, one way or another. Why some people are rich? Why some people have a lot of money? This question needs to be answered. Why some people look very physically very attractive? Why? There's questions. Why some people become famous? Why some people, their mind was pleased all the time by friends, family, other people? Why? Why not everybody? So there's the big questions. Then individual question, why? Even just seeing that person, sometimes you just get, cheer up, just seeing that person, you know, you just cheer up. Why was that? There are many, many questions. According to Buddhism, this is not the first. This is not the beginning of life. The life is already begin. This is not the beginning of life. Life is already begin. This is not the beginning of life. So then when it began, that's also a big question. When it began. So now that get more complicated. So that's one. Why giving, that giving become very special. So you give according to the person they need, they want, not just what you want to give. That's not, you know, doesn't become the best. Okay, so for the sake of knowledge. So then giving, you know, giving to the animals, you know, such as like your pet, dog, cat, then snake, cockroach, whatever that your pet might be. So this is my pet. No need to take care, always here. doesn't age, giving to the animals, that giving to sin. You know, somebody did something bad, then we label that a person as a bad person. But we don't understand the far as like the person and the actions, there's two different things. The person has ability, has potential to become enlightened. The person, not every action that person do is not necessarily lead to the Buddhahood, but that action and that person is two different things, it's not one. So that's what we see is the one. So I remember a long time ago, it's kind of like heartbreaking stories, you know, like I've been going to Mexico, many, many different parts of Mexico, giving teachings there. So then I don't remember which part of Mexico. So this, I met this one young, very athletic guy, you know, a young guy, very like, he participated in the Olympic part of the Mexico country. So then, anyway, he was imprisoned because he's probably doing some drugs or whatever, you know. So I met him and his mother. So then I have conversation with him one-on-one. So then eventually I asked him if he can go to Nepal. So he went to Nepal. Eventually he went to Nepal, you know, met one of my friends who is doing lifelong retreat on the mountain. So I sent him to him. Maybe he was eager to learn something. So then he met some European girls. So now they instead of like getting enlightened, so they start a business there. They start maybe my friend, the hermit, also got a little bit distracted by, you know, that's part of life, so what do you do? So he was, and anyway, he was very happy there, so he was very happy. So anyway, when I'm talking to him one-on-one, he said, sometimes in life that you don't need much love, but you get so much love. You are not that desperate for, you know, kind word, care, love. You are not that desperate, whether you receive or not, it's okay. So then he says when he was in prison, he was desperate for care, for love, for kindness. And he did not receive because he was labeled as a bad person. Nobody willing to give him love or kindness. So I thought, that's, you know, kind of heartbreaking, but that's very true. So the problem that, you know, like, not able to distinguish between action and the person. Everybody make mistake in life. Everybody make mistake. Nobody's perfect. Everybody make mistake. And there people need to understand that, including myself. Everybody make mistake, you know, here and there. So, so that's kind of, I still remember that story. So then, eventually, so I talked to him many times, but then eventually, so maybe I thought, no, he should leave the environment, because in whole environment turns into something negative. So being there doesn't help him, his mind. So I request his mother, if possible, that to send him to Nepal. You know, so then you see more smile. You don't see a lot of material possession, but you see more smile, and people don't judge. And not what you wear, how you look, people don't judge. People have no time to do those things. Their life's hard, so they don't bother. So then he was really happy. And basically he's not doing drugs. And so he was very happy. His mother was very happy. So anyway, so that's kind of a heartbreaking story. So that's why I think, like, you know, we need to understand when people are desperate for some love, some kind word, some care, we don't give because we label them as something like bad. So that's probably not understanding the difference between action and persons, not able to distinguish between action and the persons. That's the mistake. So then, you know, giving to animals, giving to, see here, Chudim Chawa. Chudim Chawa means, you know, somebody, so some people who's like, who are like immoral, we look down on them. You know, so, or we say, oh, he's liar, or don't be nice to him, he's liar. Of course he lies, because that's not him. That can be fixed, Based on that, we should not look down on the people. There are no lies here. There, everybody probably lies in their life one time or one way or another. Oh yeah. Nichudimichawa, immoral person, giving to the immoral person. Immoral persons, giving. You know, what we do, we give them, we criticize them. Just forget of giving, we criticize them. So we should not do that, you know, giving somebody who's like, then helping like sick person who are sick, or giving medicines, or giving like physical help for the sick person. So, some of them are very cold. Yeah, you don't see here much, but you know when you go to Nepal, Cambodia, Laos, and like remote part of those countries, then you see people, their life. Then you realize, you know, like you are not in the position to complain. Look at their life. You know, they are just living their life. It's very, very simple life. So. And people are cold, and people are hot, hungry, exhausted, you know, physically, mentally, but still try to smile, and try to offer you the best they have, so that, you know, it's like eye-opening experience. So then old people, you know, like, last time when I was in Cambodia, so I visited, you know, three different village, did some charity work. So there's one, since my mother was passed away, so I always drawn to women who's like my mother's age, especially women who does not have anybody to take care of them. So I was, and mentally helping them is like helping my mother. So I feel like that. So in Cambodia, there's one lady, so living outside, and like probably like early 70, living outside, no children, living outside. And the house in my village, we have like firewood. We built something outside to stack the firewood. A small shed, you know, small kind of shed, and a small roof, kind of like grass roof. And I asked, where's her house? And somebody said, that's her house. So, and like, there's one dog, and she's scared because she kept that dog with her. That dog kind of protects her, and that's her house, nothing. There's no kitchen, no bathroom, no living room, sitting room, living room. Her is a family room, sitting room, living room, all of that, none exists. So, you know, but in the practical, there's so much you can do. So, you know, you see things like that. So then you realize how fortunate you are. So then I helped her as much as I could. So then, you know, told her very clearly, there's no ongoing promise. I cannot promise anything. I just did whatever I could right there. So then told all the village, same thing. There's no ongoing promise. And just, you know, this is the one time. Oh, so then now, you know, helping sick people, giving them medicines, you know, if there's somebody's cold, helping them, you know, helping them. And so then parents, you know, helping parents. So So now here, so so these are the many you know, objects. You know, you give many objects. You know, gifts. This is how much. Now, giving to the friends, giving to friends. Jibe jimba. Jibe jimba. Maybe like, you know, sometimes people do give out of fear. Do people give out of fear? Yeah, so I know. So like, somebody chase you, then you have some money, you just throw it and run away. That's like kind of giving, but you know. Jibe jimba, this is giving, but dala jibe jimba, you know, somebody give it to you, so then you give it them too, you know. You give to somebody who get you something before, then you give it to them. Jibe jimba, reason, you know, oh, because my friend, you give. The reason is because you are a friend, you give. Or because I'm afraid, then you give. Because you know, because he gave me or she gave me something, then I give. The reason. This is all different reason. Dala jimba juve jimba, dala jimba juve jimba. Oh, he's going to give me or she's going to give me, therefore I'm going to give. But did not get you now, but you're thinking in the future. Oh, she's going to give you, he's going to give you, therefore I'm going to give. For the sake of knowledge, or many different ways of doing. Dala jimba juve jimba. Nguye dagi pama da mebo dagi jimba, jimbe, jimba da. Nguye dagi mebo da, nguye dagi pama da mebo dagi jimba, jimbe, jimba. Oh, because my family used to give, you know, my family used to do charity work, or my family used to go to homeless shelter to give the food, so therefore I do, like, same like, Princess Diana. So now one of her son, probably the younger one, carry on her work some part in Africa. So something like that. Your mother does, then you continue, then you also does for different reasons. So I want to be, next time I want to be, so then you give for your Buddhahood, for your moksha or liberations. So you give the intentions, I want to achieve Buddhahood and liberations, therefore I give. That could be one reason. Tourism jimba je. Tourism jimba je. Travelling jimba. So the giving, oh, I want to be famous. Famous, therefore you give. No, the reason. This is all a giving. So then giving because it makes me happy. You know, the giving is become like ornament of my mind. Means my mind looks beautiful. If I give my mind, giving to others, they become the ornament of my mind. My mind become beautiful, something like that. Giving. So then people like say, not here in Dharamsala, on the mountain, and then Lotus Lake, not very far from Dharamsala, there's many nuns that are doing lifelong retreat, giving them on the hermit, all the hermit giving them, because they dedicate their life for practice and giving them. That's the reason. Now, so then, there's like, maybe here listed like 8 different types of reason why people give. So, so actually, you know, somebody who saw emptiness directly, if you manage to give something to that person, then your merit become, merit that you create become so powerful because that person sees emptiness. But that's not only things, but even like giving to the parents, you create so much merit, because why? They sacrifice, particularly mother, sacrifice so much, that we kind of forget, because now we grow up, we kind of forget, but when you go back, all the way back to the womb. So when you're born, don't know anything. Even not able to wipe flies land on your face, even not able to wipe that. Don't know anything. So the because the care of mother, then you survive, then now you slow speak word here, there, so you know. So mother sacrifice so much. Therefore, if you give to mother, so it's like you create equivalent, your parents equivalent, you create equivalent merit. So then, so the patients, sick people, you know, sick people. Oh yeah, this is it. So that pretty much covered now the generosity of the profession of generosity. Jibaja, tini. So now go back to this the other book. This is very much class. So I'm very much hoping that you learn something. So then you know help in the future. If somebody has questions about six professions, then you can explain. Okay. So then here, now that go back to here, liberation from your hand. So once you gift, if you feel bad, or maybe I gift a little too much, then that's not good, you know. So these are not good things. That regretting towards something positive is not good, it's negative. So then maybe I probably give too much, a little bit too much, something like that. Or maybe I shouldn't give to that person. Now, maybe it's the wrong person to give, or something like that. Then you will tell that you will tangbo, tang, tamasimji, to the kulo level situation. The beginning, before you give, you know, before you give, it's very important to set up your intentions, make sure that your giving doesn't become pain. Yeah, so now I regret, or maybe I give too much, maybe I shouldn't give that, you know, blah, 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 you know, so then you all kind of like, kind of stress, you know. Therefore, the intention is very important. Right from the beginning, setting a positive intention, you know, I just want to give, that's all. Not because I'm better or that person is less fortunate. It's not because, you know, I just want to give, that's all. So then, you know, so then, as I say, the intention is very important. Intention is part of the intention. So, then once you give, so then you like, as a generate some wish, you know, that person will never I face, you know, problem again. You wish, you generate some positive wish after your giving. Just a positive wish. So no matter what you give, you know. So then what Mother Teresa said, you know, like, we may not be able to do big things, but we can do little things with great love. So that's exactly, kind of sums up practice of generosity. Mother Teresa kind of sums up. It doesn't matter like size. It doesn't matter where you give. So then, as I mentioned, like last Wednesday's class, I remember reading the story. One story is the one little girl has like empty matchbox, and she's blowing. She's saying all kind of nice things. Oh, Dad, I love you. I care about you. So many good things saying about the father, and blowing, and empty matchbox and close, and kept. On the Christmas day, I think it's Christmas day on his birthday. I don't remember exactly. And the girl, little girl, gave to the father. When the father opened, got very upset. Empty matchbox. What is that? and then got upset. And little girl started crying and said, this is not empty, it's like full. I've been filling this box like all this many months with, you know, what. Then she repeated what she said every day when she opens. Then father broke down, you know. So that it's not about what you give, it's about love that comes with that gift. So that is very good. I still remember that long, many years ago I read. So then, you know, small things with a great love. Then after that, that's how you give, with love. After that, then you wish that person will receive whatever that person needs to receive all the time, you know, like that, okay? Without giving, without any strength attached, or like any expectations, no? That's the best way to keep. So that covered, that finished now the giving, the material things. No? So now the second one is like giving teachings or lectures or giving dharma, giving teachings. If somebody who does not have wish to listen, then you don't teach. Why you teach? If somebody who don't have wish to listen, then you don't force them to listen. So that's not good. So therefore, you know, like Buddhism, Buddhists don't preach. There's no preachers. They don't preach. In Buddhism, you have to request to teach, not just one, three times. Then they slowly teach. First time they say, I don't know. Doesn't mean they don't know, but they do know. But they want to to know, are you just curious or you have some interest? What is your motivation? So just to analyze your motivation. So in the beginning they say, I don't know. No, so you don't take that literally, because that doesn't mean they don't know. They probably do know, but they just want to know what is your motivation. So if somebody has wish to listen, then you teach them. So that's like then become, you know, giving dharma, you know, the giving teachings. That's also generosity. Okay? Advice, counsel, what is the counsel? Therapy, all of that. Therapy is all of that. Therapy, then what else? Color therapy, jumping into ice water therapy. Wake you up. just like therapy, so no, like all of that, no. Even like talking few words, someone has wished to listen. That's also practice of generosity. Then in the monastery, of course, there's all the class been given by teachers. These are all generosity. Lamas and the children do the chevashi nyabagova means. So this is the best generosity, because what happened, it doesn't go here, then disappear. If you give something that goes here, then people start to think. So slowly they change their mind. So then they become better. So that's why it's the best. Giving dharma is the best generosity, giving dharma. Because it changes people's mind. But you know, you should not think, oh, somebody who's sitting on high throne, or that's the only we call receiving teachings. Or somebody just come here, talk to you, and that's not teaching. You should not say that. Because you know, teaching traditionally is done like that. But you know, teaching, you can just hear from on the street somebody say something nice thing. That's also teaching too.
So
So this is critical one, if you are doing some kind of daily practice. So I say, traditionally, when you give teachings, then you are supposed to recite this word, these verses, but I'm not doing that, you know, so I don't follow the tradition that well. So, but you are supposed to say that, so visualize that you are giving teaching into all different language. So when you are doing practice at home, you are saying something, that if you imagine that you are saying in all kind of different language, so then there's no, mentally, the magic kind of multiplies, okay? So monastery, in the monastery here, in America, education system is very much based on visual. Monastery is very much based on vocal. So we are not allowed to bring any books in the classroom. There's no books, no computer, no books. But we have class. So when you go to the class, then you are allowed to bring... No. There's two different classes. One class, you go to the teacher, to their house, then they teach you. Then, of course, you need books. Then you need to look at books. Then when you go to the class, so there's no books allowed. Anybody go to class, there's no books allowed. So then you go there. What happened? Most of the education system is very much based on memorization. Memorization, you memorize. So therefore, when you go to the monastery in the evening at night, you hear, wah, 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 wah. Not like they are going out of their mind. So you see the class in like 11:30. Did you hear? Last time you were at the monastery, you hear?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what happens. Like they memorize, and the night they go outside, then they repeat what they memorize. They repeat. So now my memorization has become kind of like a little bit relatively kind of weak, but I used to remember this page, like that long page. I remember 100 a page. No mistake. I remember that by heart. So I can say, somebody can look, I can say every word in that page I memorized. So some of the monks, they could remember 1,000 page. They can remember. So therefore, when I took my citizenship test, I memorized all the questions. Because I'm very good at memorizing things. I memorized all the questions. When I went to the test, there's 100 questions, I already memorized them. So I already remember my heart. That's the benefit. So monastery, so then, every evening, you go outside, then you hear, then there are all kinds of texts based on the class, first, second, third, based on the class, the material, based on the subject. Then you hear all kinds of texts that be memorized. So they are repeating. They repeat that, like they say, like probably 10, 20 times. So therefore, they remember many months after, they still remember, they're still able to say, remember. Because what happened? So then during the exam, then you go into the main temple. That's where the exam happens. Then if there's no senior monks, the abbot, ex-abbot, they're sitting there. So then you go with the books. And they say, okay, page number 460. Then that person will say a few words. Then you are able to finish the rest. And it's going to be random. It's not going to be page by page. Then he probably feel like this, probably like 30 page, say, then he pick up one word, then say, then you are able to say. Then if you pass, then it has like 100 books, then that 100 page counts, then you memorize 100 page. It goes to be random, So therefore you have to repeat this again, make sure that you don't get stuck. So then there's every night that you repeat. Then it's like 100 page, then you go, so then you never know. Maybe it's going to be like first page, second page, maybe 20 page, 30 page. You have to say. So then during that time, what I'm saying, during that time, if you like when you're reciting, when you're reciting, if you imagine that you're reciting all kind of language, then magic kind of multiplies. Oh. So here, you know, the Jin Jojo Soji says, Rangi Thakur Du Kajo Jislanam. And you imagine that everybody, all kind of beings are listening, not just human. Human, there are many beings that you don't see. Doesn't mean they are not there. They are there. They hear, you know, they see. Also, you imagine like every, all of them is like hearing all this, you know, like the teachings. So then this become, you know, practice of generosity, you know, generosity, giving dharma. Chota tibet, busin soji, jula, paja juna, shenchi me. So even the bucks, small bucks, they hear the mantra that you are saying, they leave some kind of tendency. So that is big deal. That's very big deal. Dini jinda, tsar sunda, lodi chizuna, samna, chungjoka, lava, sabgujo. So then they're reciting sutra, reciting mantra, reciting prayer. If you imagine that all kind of different types of being, human, visible being, invisible being, there's, you know, within the invisible being, there are many, many different types, you know, different types of invisible beings. They all hear, so then they leave the imprint in their mind. So then sooner or later, if that imprint corresponds to the proper causal conditions, that person will be liberated, something like that, okay? Then in Javar Chilam Phaab De Khedar, Chichuban De Kulosam Singh Yoche. Not just teaching, even just day-to-day life conversations, if you can lead them on to better path, means like, you know, to make them kinder, more loving, more caring, more decent, more straightforward, more honest. It doesn't have to be teaching. It just, you know, through day-to-day life conversation, if you can, you know, encourage them, that's also generosity, giving, you know, best form of generosity, giving something that change people's life. You know, food doesn't change much, you know, just eat, finish. So the giving dharma is mainly as a designed to Sangha member, ordinary peoples. You know, these are the kind of practice of generosity that ordinary people does. Then, you know, lay people, they are very busy raising family, dealing with job, you know, so then all kind of things, you know. Lay Sangha member, they have more time, they have no family to run, no race, so no job to worry about, so then they have more time, so they read dharma, then they think about dharma, then they give dharma, so for that is like mainly designated to the Sangha member. Then not just that, also Sangha people should not think, oh, we only give dharma. No, if you have means to give material things, of course, you are not discouraged to give, so you are encouraged to give. When Rav Jung la katham gishara vese, ngen ne chwe la toye pye mijuji, jimin yuji vay sung sung. So then, this is very interesting statements made by Kadamba Gishi Sharawa. Okay, Kadamba Gishi Sharawa. Probably talking to some ordinary person, probably to his students, monks, probably monks. The Gishi Sharawa said to him that, I'm not going to tell you the benefit of giving. I'm not going to tell you about the benefit of giving. I'm going to tell you the downfall of holding. Now holding, make sense? Holding, grasping, you know, like, so, because, you know, of course, generally speaking, monks have nothing to give, because they don't own much, you know, so they have what to give. So, one time I'm traveling, you know, I was probably 16 years old, you know, so every 3 years I get a chance to go to see my family. So that's like 1,000-mile journey. No, when I was young, like 9, 10, no, there somebody always take us there to my hometown. So one time I went by myself. I was probably 16. So you know they took you the yellow rope. They occasionally wear sometime yellow rope. So then you are supposed to bring that with you wherever you go. Went there. So then there's like some kind of like demonstration happening. Not very far from my hometown. There's big city demonstration happening. So there's no transportation going up to my hometown. Everything's blocked. So there's like, then there's like some people, they just go, you know, so they don't follow the rule. There's like trucker. They're not like American trucker, a small truck, you know, small truck. So I found one of them, I just give some extra money. They put in me with the chickens. Not just me. Because if people see somebody killing people, they are going to throw a stone. It's dangerous, you know. So therefore, a small window, there's like net. How is it? Screen, a small screen window. Inside, there's all kind of like, how is it? Chickens and like all kind of things. Who knows? All kind of things. So me and the few people was put in there. There's no seat. You just sit like stuff, like chicken. You know, there are no seats, so you just sit like chicken. And there's noise coming from chicken. The smells that coming from chicken. And they go. Middle of nowhere, the driver is stopped. Can't do. So now they're stuck there, you know, in the mountain, on the mountain stuff. There's no hotel. So the driver went to some families, they knocked on door, 2 o'clock in the morning, knocked on door, probably drinking or whatever, who knows, maybe drinking or... So there are 3 people inside there with the chickens. We have no place to go. So you can't sleep there because there's all kind of things there, there's no even. So I went under the truck because it's kind of warm, a little bit warm, because the engine, and pulled my yellow robe, it's very thin, it's like this. No, there's no blanket. In the middle of the night, I got very cold. I opened my eyes. Look, there's 2 guys. They are wearing my robe. Yeah, they are wearing my robe. So what did you do? There's not much space to fight because there's under the truck, so that you can't really lift up your head. Are you going to hit there? You have to crawl down. All of that just, they're kind of funny. So, 2 of them crawl up with my yellow robe. They're lay people, so there's monk's robe. So, so things happen sometimes, you know. So, So then, you know, so that's what I'm saying. The monk usually have nothing to give. So monk has the rope, so sometimes, you know, the people just take without giving them. So the Kadamba Gishisharava said, this is important, you know, so I'm not going to tell you the benefit of giving, but I'm going to tell you the downside of holding things. You know, but nothing much to have. First place, there's nothing much to hold. But even though, you know, you should not become attached if you get something. You are always to be mindful, to ready to let it go. Anything, even this life. That's the kind of mindset as a monk or nun that you should have. That's the kind of mindset. Any moment, if anything happens, ready to let it go. Need to prepare to let it go, you know. So... even this life needs to be prepared to let it go. So then helping prisoners to get out of prison, that's also giving, that's also generosity. Also, okay, helping prisoners to getting out of prison. So we have prison project here, so we are, you know, so doing that. So then somebody is like carrying out by water. Carrying out by water, I said, drowning into the water, carrying out by water, or don't if you say, oh, I'm monks, I'm not allowed to touch, that's not good at all. So the life is more important than anything else. Even though you're monks, you need to save that person to from the water, from the life, you don't need to save. No? Okay. That's called giving protection from fear. Giving protection from fear, that's also generosity. As I said, doesn't have to be giving money or possessions. There's so many ways to give. You're going, you know, so see that the poor bugs, you know, drowning into the water, you just pick them up. Of course they want to live. Even the bugs, they want to live too. I don't think, if they speak the language, if you ask them, do you want to die? The bug will say, I don't want to die. They will say, they don't want to die. So picking them up, then putting some dry place. You know, that's giving protections, you know, giving protection. Mijik bijima yawadene, chuja yawadene, yagunji tuzu, buso, sang le chobasa. So then, you know, summertime, like saving somebody from heat, or doesn't have to be people, can be any living beings, saving them from the heat. Then saving them from the cold. It's very interesting, like 2-3 weeks ago, before Tibetan New Year. So my mailbox, you know, where they put the mailbox, they like just wood, very strong wood, very hard, strong wood. They put the mailbox. Mine was kind of like rotten from the bottom, so we replaced that. Then the old one, so somehow, behind the backyard there. So then I felt like kind of like, you know, wood is precious, so I don't feel like to throw it out in the garbage. So I thought maybe I'll one time when the weather gets very cold, I will burn them. So then, you know, 3 weeks ago, I'm just chopping that wood. It's very hard. It's like thick and very solid. I'm chopping them. All of a sudden, I saw this like fly, bees, big, big. In the, I don't know how they get inside. And they're like, I chopped the wood, and there's like 6-7 of them all lined up. Looks like dead. So I feel very relieved that I didn't burn the wood like that. I chopped. So then I put it down on the ground and chopped another wood, same. All together, there's like 17 of them come out. So then I thought maybe they are not moving. So then I just look. Then of course the Ngawang, the little one, the little boy, Ngawang, he came. He was so excited. So I said, no, don't touch. No, we are going to rescue. I said, what did you do? So I said, for your pet. I just teased him. He said, why am I going to put that? I said, in your bedroom. I said, put your pet. I just teased. He's like, his eyes go like. So I put all of them in one plastic takori, put all of them and brought into house, inside the house. And put it there and on the left, you know, not close all the way up, put a little bit like that, put it there. I thought maybe they are not dead, they are no moving. After a few hours, they are moving. Unbelievable, like in the middle of the wood, nowhere to breathe. So like, what kind of karma, you know? It's like, it's amazing, like, huh?
They don't sting either.
Oh. So then it started to move. So the whole night I kept inside, whole night. So then I thought, maybe, you know, I have nothing. I don't know what to give. I don't know how to feed them. So then I decided maybe I should take them out under the sun. Maybe they will be more awake. So I put it there. So then I did look. So they are kind of moving one here, one there. They are moving after a few hours. So then maybe next day, all gone. Maybe flu or maybe, I'm not sure. Could be, I'm not sure. First of all, it's very like, physically, you know, we human are very weak compared to them. They live inside the wood and like, one after another, not much space. Outside, solid, there's no, I don't know, showers again. So, and Tibet, they say when they break the rock, and sometimes they found the frog, middle of the rock, they found the frog. What kind of karma, like that inside the rock, this frog? So this, you never know. So those, the fly has good karma because I could burn like that, become lazy and burn like that. So then that will burn all of them live. But luckily I decided to chop, so then I found all of them. Anyway, so I'm not like praising myself. Please don't misunderstand. That's what actually what happens. So I have no... When I touch the wheat, I have no intention. I'm going to save some box here. No, I don't have any intention. It just happened. So then, like, you know, like winter time saving like somebody from cold, and like summertime saving somebody from the heat. These are all generosity. This is all generosity. Okay, this is all giving. So the giving protections from fear. Giving protection from fear. Don't need to look far away. Even in your house, outside, garden, one poor bug's drowning, just pick it up. What do you lose? Nothing. What do you lose? If you lose your eye, one eye, so then you have to think twice. Now you pick it up, then you know, so then that's also good. So here, what is called lice? Lice? Lice. You have lice here? I don't see. Yeah. Huh? You have lice here?
Yeah.
Oh. In my hometown, there's the lice bank. Lice bank. Why? Because the people take shower once a year. That's what happens. You know, they wear thick cloth. New Year Eve, everybody takes showers. That's all. New Year Eve, everybody takes shower, because when New Year Day, everybody wants to be clear, new, fresh, then they take showers. The mother, poor mother, has a lot of work to do. Heat up all the water, so there's no... Then you see lice, this goes, move slowly, slowly. Huh?
Yeah.
Move slowly, slowly. Yeah, so like, oh... So now, you know, this is like, so a lot of the lay community, you know, they, when they see, they don't kill. They just put into some cotton wool, they put into cotton wool, then they just throw, they don't kill. Except my father, he kills all the time, so my father. So how many times I told him not to do? He won't listen. So he said, these are the things that need to be killed. You know, so this is my father's license. So why they are bothering me? I didn't do anything to them. Why they are bothering me? So that he has been to his own mindset. Soja chui cheva deba. Oh, lava good someday. Mugyebe chalaves. It's just only you that need to move your head. Hand like this, that's all. You don't have to walk like few miles to do. You just see that, just put it up, same. So then, you know, just meditating, just, you know, sitting meditation, just imagining, you know. So then you hear the song, imagine. You're just sitting very comfortably, imagining. All the goodness that you did, imagining that goodness transform into something more goodness and benefit people, you know. When you exhale, all your goodness in the form of white light and reach every person, every breathing living being, reached by that light, instantly liberated from suffering like that. That's called giving. Combined with exhale, giving your love, kindness. You know, it's called Tonglen practice, Tong, you know, giving out of loving kindness. Oh, So this all become practice of generosity, okay? This all become practice of generosity. Doesn't have to be material things to give, but you can still give so much you can give. Giving protection from fear, giving, you know, like mentally sitting, meditation positions, then visualize, imagining all the good things, you know. what is the song?
Imagine.
Oh. What else? Imagine what?
All the
people. Oh.
Imagine all the people living life in peace.
Oh, there's the song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've sung it here a few times.
Oh, yeah. yeah, so, so this is all giving practice. So, only Jimbe Parishi, Chunju, Kalde, Dua, Ubu, Jimbe Parishi, So now, you know, becoming, if you are wonder, okay, how you practice perfection of generosity, practicing perfection of generosity does not mean all is going to be empty of hunger. Right? That doesn't mean like that. Means that you are mentally prepared. Whatever people ask, you are mentally prepared to give. Before you are having hard time, even just giving piece of candy, you hold on so tightly. And now, you know, so even like, you're mentally prepared. If anybody asks anything, you are mentally prepared to give. So that's what it means. Practicing perfection of generosity does not mean this world is going to be empty of hunger. That's probably not going to happen. that's not going to happen. No? Okay. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So then, if you wonder like that, then how I can practice perfection of generosity? Yeah. So profession of generosity, when you actualize that realization, does not mean all is going to be empty of hunger, no. So according to Buddhism, everything is happening based on reason. Everything is happening. Nobody is making something. If somebody is making something, then that's not like, it's hard to get our head around. Why you make certain people rich? Why you make certain people poor? Why you make like kids, children, just simply die because there's not enough to eat? So that's not really nice things to do. So everything's happening based on reason. Everything's happening based on reason. Reason. Everything's happening based on reason. So therefore. Even you actualize the profession of generosity within your mind stream, that the world is not going to be empty of hunger. So you do what you can do, you know. So then, especially it's heartbreaking when you go to Nepal or like remote part of Nepal and some part of India. Practically, there's so much you can do. Practically, you know, but so much there's more you see more than you can practically help, you know. So and then also sometime helping also doesn't go the way you want to go. It goes to it's all kind of twist and turn. One of my friends from like French lady from Albuquerque. So when she went to Tibet, she met one little girl from the village, Tibetan little girl. That girl never saw mirror. Never saw mirror. And never probably used bathroom or like shower. And she brought her into the hotel and took, and like, anyway, so then eventually I got involved because she don't speak Tibetan, so then, you know, they live in the countryside, and then I have to make some connection in Nepal, then Nepal to Lhasa, so then, all long way to get help to her. And eventually it turns out that the helps for her education go to school. Turns out she's not been in school for all these years, but you know, family probably. So that's the one thing, that whenever I do something like that, I never get involved into their life. I never get involved. I just give whatever I can give, and that's it. I'm not going to change their lifestyle. I'm not going to educate them. I just give what I feel, what I can give. I just give. That's it. Whatever they do, they do. So I don't. So you know, there's too much headache to get into. Like, so then some, you know, like education. This very particular fund to dedicate for particular purpose. So there's not getting there. So then all got kind of all got complicated. then yeah, then eventually I'm not sure what happened. So sometimes, yeah, so now I'll stop here, sorry. Stop here, the time is way over. Supposed to stop at 8:20, so next. Maybe then, Jimba Tsujim, morality, next Wednesday, morality, okay.
In the gold prayer book, turn to page 235. Is the great general dedication prayers?
244 and 245 for a long life period. Gandhi Rawe Korwe Shinkamde Pendande Wa Maru Shunwene Chere Sigwan Tenzin Gyatsoi Shape Sita Bardu Tenjuchi Jonu Ian Alan Washotu Awatare Tsembara Sopa Lozan Gewe Deton Le Pelsho Shashin Gengyu Lama Sowade Tupsu Changjin Jangun Gewe Tenzin Kyonpewe Kunzu Dopotze Choksum Kulwe Levun Tudu Padok Soduja Gendu Jap Ten Sho Om Tare Tu Re So Ha 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 Om Tare Tu Re So Ha